The Just Discovered Journal of Alexander the Great by Henry Livingston. February, 1893. 'Tis not long since I happened to purchase at a venue an old trunk which a refugee from Hispaniola brought with him last spring to this city. The gentleman informed me that it had long been in his family, handed about from one garret to another, and was once the property of a French consul who had resided many years at Aleppo. On a rainy day, about a month ago, I sat down to rummage it, and found 9/10 of it filled with accounts of tobacco, wines, and sugars received, and opium, rhubarb, and scammony shipped, copies of letters to Monsieur Capelet de la Porte Mamouzin, and epistles from a good old aunt, Madame de Vivre-la-Farcon. But at the bottom of the trunk I perceived several rolls of parchment, written very full, and to my surprise, in the English language. It was nothing less than a journal of Alexander the Great, written by that splendid hero himself. The abstract I will now publish is copied verbatim from the venerable original, and will show that all men are pretty much alike, great during their tramposing this planet, and that lapse of time and rust alone make demigods. Journal of an Asiatic Expedition Attempted by Me, Alexander, the Son of Olympia, and Perhaps the Son of Philip. 446th Olympiad, June 23. 8 o'clock in the evening. Confoundedly tired with marching through this sunburnt oriental country. A puddle of fresh water is a natural curiosity, and my canteen is half full of sediment. But the hope of filling our knapsacks with Persian gold keeps us from repining. I mean to measure my mattress in less than an hour, and if that slut Tice keeps me in bed till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll know why. There is no campaigning with or without these trollops. 24th. 10 in the morning. Just finished reviewing my troops. Adjutant General Parmenio is as formal as his old maiden sister. To receive and return the salutes of 1,000 fellows is worse than to be engaged in a decent skirmish. I ever hated ceremony. Give me a girl, a bottle, and a battle, sans souci. 25th. 3 in the afternoon. My scouts have this moment come in and inform that I can easily reach the banks of the Granicus in 2 hours, and that the Persians, gay as gems and gold can make them, and numerous as locusts, line the eastern shore as far as the eye can reach. My men expect a scratch, but I and Darius's general perfectly understand each other. I have promised him a province when I shake his hand at Babylon, and I know the coward will rely upon me. I am to make the onset with great play fury, and he is to retreat as ostentatiously as he pleases. 7 o'clock. Well, the farce is over, and we invincible Macedonians have got the Granicus in our rear. My opponent behaved pretty well, although he ought to have pretended resistance a little longer than he did. I believe the rascal thought more than once that we were in earnest. I will give one of the half-starved poets that hang upon me a pistarine and mug of grog to describe this day's bustling as a battle of amazing magnitude. Paint Bucephalus as plunging through the foaming current and bearing me resistless at the head of 30,000 veterans on a foe, valiant though unequal. Describe the eagle of victory hovering over my helmet and the fates fainting on the shore. The fools of posterity perhaps may read the nonsense and believe it. 26th. I could not get down my Bohea and Mulcavado this morning for vexation. Poor Bucephalus has got the wombles most furiously. I feared some mischief might befall when I lent him last night to that pimp Hephaestion to ride to a watermelon frolic. I am confident that the varlet tied him up to a post without a morsel to eat while he was cramming fruit and cutting capers with the girls. I will punish the puppy by keeping him on scout for a fortnight altogether. He hates fatigue almost as much as he does fighting. Here a roll or two appear to be missing. April 10th. Huzzah! The Battle of Arbela is over, and I have got, with the Persian Empire, an exquisite bevy of bonarobas, thanks to my good friend Darius. A betrothed woodchuck would have defended his oni-doni more magnanimously than this Asiatic poltroon did his harem. I will treat the high-mettle dames very ceremoniously by day. They have already hinted that they will be perfectly accommodating by night. 14th. Of all the bamboozing bouts I ever was in, that of last night exceeds. Thais and I, and Parmerio, and Antipater, Hesphestion, Philtus, and every mother's son and daughter of us as drunk as so many kickapoos. Persepolis in flames served as a flambeau to light us to our pavilions. Glorious prerogatives pertain to us heroes, and we generally are careful not to neglect their exercise. Tomorrow, it seems, I am to make what they call my triumphant entry into Babylon. I ever did, and ever will, abominate parade and fuss. 15th. 11 at night. The raree show is past, and I am as tired as a carman's horse. The flattering rascals called me the son of Jupiter at the very time that I felt like a puppy, the son of a bitch. I could with good will kick the cringing Persians to the devil, the avaricious Macedonians after them, burn this metropolis of the world, and turn farmer at Wethersfield and raise onions.